Hey, I'm Dean.
And I'm Derek, and welcome to Under Your Roof and In Your Backyard with Dean and Derek.
I knew you were going to do it. Did you notice that?
I just sat back
because I knew you were going to do it. It's like, you know, it's like being in the batter's box and knowing that they're going to throw at your head.
Because you've been stumbling for a few weeks here, and I just said, let's go. Let's get right through it. Let's go.
Right. So anyone who's listening now has no idea what the title of the show is.
It's Under Your Roof.
And In Your Backyard.
With Dean and Derek.
Thank you.
That's us. And listen, if you have any questions for us, we're talking home improvement. We're actually talking about interior fireplaces today, especially fireplace inserts. And you have any questions for us, contact us at deanandderek.com. And where else, Dean?
Facebook, Dean and Derek. Instagram, Dean and Derek. Website, everything. Right? Yeah. So we're here to help, but we're also here to laugh at ourselves, not at you.
Hey, that's true. And just to let you know, I see one Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee on the table here.
Yes.
Just one.
Yep. And it's an extra large.
It is an extra large.
Do you ever wonder, I think we're addicted to Dunkin' Donuts in Massachusetts. Because number one, we grew up in the town where the corporate offices used to.
That's true.
Remember that?
Well, we used to drive by the original one, right? In Quincy. It's still on Quincy Ave.
Right.
Right? And that's the original. Remember Mr. Donut?
Yeah, with the... Mr.
Donut
wasn't
was
as
around.
Good, but they had those plain donuts with the little Dunkin'.
Yeah,
you remember the little handle?
Right? Yeah, I know.
That's how old we are.
Right. It's
but
true.
I am addicted to Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
It's a New England drug. There's no question. It's like, I have to have one. I just have to have one. All right, right. So listen, if you're doing a fireplace, are you looking
at... Oh, is that what we're talking about?
This is why.
What?
This
we
is,
go off the cuff here. So no, is that this, what we're talking about
yeah,
today?
Yeah, we've already decided to title that, Dean. We've already announced it.
Okay.
So, but, you know, if you're looking into gas inserts or even wood-burning inserts or any type of a fireplace, we have a great guest today, Kurt Ludlow from August West Chimney. And he is an expert within the insert world, and we're going to get to him in a few minutes. But if you have any questions regarding fireplaces, I'm telling you, you're going to learn a lot in today's episode.
Fireplace market's huge.
It's massive. It's exploded.
Here at the Plymouth Quarries, we do a huge business with our thin veneer stone and fireplace inserts, gas inserts.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Exactly.
And it seems like it's only getting bigger. The amount of heat they throw off now, the efficiency.
And the BTUs, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Like sometimes though, Dean, and I want to ask Kurt this question, like what are the mistakes people make? Because sometimes they have an insert that just blows that room right up with heat. It's too much. You know what I mean?
Especially small rooms.
Yeah. It just gets too hot sometimes and where you just can't even control it or enjoy it. Like, I would want something that has a control. Like, you can decide how warm you want it to get or how, you know, because a lot of people will heat maybe the whole first floor that way with either gas or propane.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, anyway.
The other thing about those is I think from my experience working with homeowners that come in, I don't think a lot of contractors are up on designing inserts, whether they're gas or wood.
No, they don't know.
So one of the biggest mistakes I find folks coming in with is they do a flush firebox. And you know, on gas inserts,
you know, you're
going to
start talking way too much about this stuff. We should probably get him on.
You think so?
Why don't we get him on?
Is he here?
I think he's going to be here any second on the phone. We'll give him a few seconds, right? Tony, we got him coming soon. Yeah, he's getting them
so
right.
So why are you jumping the shark? And you
interrupted
I was saying.
What's jumping the shark, by the way? Why don't you explain
you
that?
You know what jumping...
I know where it comes from.
Happy days. Where
Fonzie jumps the shark.
Like the 10th season or whatever.
Right.
Jumped the shark in the pool. And that's when Fonzie
got
exposed.
But a lot of people don't know that. You and I grew up with Fonzie. Fonzie was...
He was cool up until he jumped the
shark.
Right. So I am not going to talk about my experience. I'll wait for Kurt then.
No, I'm saying you can talk about it, but I know you. You start to go.
No, but I'm just saying one of the mistakes that I see in design, the type of insert you choose.
Yes, Dean.
Is when you pick a flush firebox on the floor because they can only go so high, whether it's a wood insert or a gas insert. And I tell folks, you have a cathedral fireplace and your firebox is flush on the floor. Once you put a coffee table there with some decorative stuff,
it hides the fire.
You cut 3/4 of the fire out.
That's true.
Because if we were building a masonry one, we could build like a big Count Rufford and make it a big firebox and you wouldn't have that issue.
Right.
So that's all I was saying, and you attacked me, and I thought it was a very good point.
You are
and
so
as a matter
sensitive.
Of fact, the hundreds of people I helped, thanked me for that.
Did they?
Yes.
Did they?
And now
thank you
everyone
for that?
Who's like designing, driving in their car
is thinking I'm elevating the fire.
I'm bringing it up.
Good for
to
you.
To another notch. Exactly like I do. I bring it up to a freaking another notch.
Well, I agree with that, raising the fire. There's no question, because you can see it better in the room. Plus, you can create a raised hearth, and that raised hearth can be a sitting hearth, you know, maybe do a nice
stone.
Yeah,
but let's
there.
Be honest. Nobody's going to sit in front of a gas insert.
Okay.
Because it will burn your back.
Listen, we've got Craig here, so let's welcome Craig.
You have Craig?
I mean, Kurt. I said Kurt.
You said Craig.
Did I say Craig?
Yes.
Oh, do we have the wrong
Kurt,
guest?
I'm sorry. Derek just had a stroke. The left side of his face is drooling a little, but we'll get through this, man.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Kurt? Kurt's not here. He hung up. When you called him Craig, he hung up. This is what I love about us.
Tony's going to fix his technical issue.
All right, but we're going to show all the warts here. I don't want to edit that out. Tony, don't edit that out. I want to show how screwed up Derek is.
Well, how am I so screwed up?
You totally screwed that up.
How did I do it?
Because I think he hung up when you called him Craig.
No, I did not call him Craig. Hey, Kurt, how you doing? It's Derek.
There he goes. He hung up again. He's still ticked off at you. Okay, so we're going to sit here and watch paint dry. This is the level of professionalism you are getting with this show.
Oh,
we are bringing it up to another level here on the podcast world.
Listen, here's the thing, is you love to show your flaws.
I do.
I think
you
it's
know
great.
What?
Actually,
I respect
I think
people who
I do
that.
Too. I think it's wonderful.
And by the way, let's not make this my flaw. This is your fault.
This is my fault.
You were supposed to handle the interviews with Tony.
I wasn't involved in that. We set it
this
all
is
up.
Your fault.
Oh, don't go
this
there.
This has
with
nothing
me.
To do with me. Just so you know. So you can try to turn this around. But if I did this, I would have been in here 2 weeks earlier
by
making
way,
a test.
Excuse
go
me.
Ahead.
We
I'm
going to
drink some coffee.
No,
now.
You just shut up right there, because we did a test with you last week.
And how'd it go?
It went very well.
Right.
Right. I called in and did the test.
Because you're working with Kurt here on this interview.
Right.
How's this going so far? I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm saying to you, how is it technically my issue? Let's get into fireplaces. Let's move on from this. It's okay. We'll get Kurt caught up. All right. So listen, I agree with you about the raised fireboxes. I think that, you know, I did that in my bedroom. I raised it up so that you could see it from the bed.
Do you...
I did.
You were. So...
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, Kurt.
You just saved his life. Did you hear what you just said?
I just raised it up so you
okay.
could see it from the bed.
Okay, good.
What's wrong?
Good.
Hey, Kurt. Good. Kurt, how you doing, man? Good to
I'm
have you.
I'm doing great. Sorry about the bad connection there. I think my Bluetooth was acting out.
Oh, that's all right, man. No problem. All right. So listen, Kurt. Kurt's from August West Chimney. And Kurt, how long have you guys been in business?
Since 1975.
So now, was it your dad that started it?
Right. My father started the business as a chimney sweep when, you know, wood stoves were kind of coming around and people were starting to pay attention to sweeping the chimneys and that sort of thing. So then obviously the business sort of evolved a lot since then.
You know what's great about you, Kurt, and we'll touch on this, is you have seen working with your dad when you were younger, and now here you are, you've expanded the business tremendously. You've seen the huge change in product and where the market's gone.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, since when I got out of college in 1994, I kind of stepped into the retail element of our business, which was really just kind of transforming with all the gas products coming about. And since then, it's just completely blown up with, you know, contemporary lineal fireplaces, custom fireplaces, fire pits, outdoor amenity fire features. So it's really come, you know, just a tremendous way. And just, you know, we're just trying to keep up all the time with the technology changes and demands by the consumers.
Yeah, there's so many brands out there now, Kurt. I mean, that has exploded tremendously. Absolutely.
So, you know, Kurt, what I want to touch base on first is what are some of the biggest mistakes you see homeowners or contractors
By the way,
make?
That was my question, and he took it, Kurt. I'm just letting you know that was my question. So go ahead. But that's a good question.
I think the biggest mistake homeowners make is not knowing what they're getting into by not doing enough research and not asking enough questions.
Yep.
Because more times than not, I see that a consumer will come into one of our stores or talk to any retailer for that matter, and really not have any idea what they're buying. And either the salesperson's not asking the right questions, or the homeowners aren't asking the right questions. And for us, it's all about meeting expectation. So we try to ask those questions about how they want it to look at the end of the day, what they're trying to get out of the fireplace, and is it going to meet their design criteria, and will it meet clearances? Because more times than not, the fireplace company will simply install a gas fireplace, and then they'll be gone, and someone else will be left to finish around it.
Right,
and
right.
At the end of the day, it may not meet clearances that are set forth by the manufacturer.
That's a really good point. So what you're talking about is how almost three worlds come together within a home. So you guys, I know, have some masons that you work with, so they do the work. You guys install and you sell the models. And you also have, get us educated on that note, by the way, about codes and all that, about the new mantle options.
Well, with a lot of the fireplaces today that are heat producing, some of the mistakes that are made by carpenters, contractors, homeowners is that they just build the mantles too close to the fireplace, and they don't read the directions until it's too late.
And you're talking about a wooden mantle. Like, people love that distressed look, that old beam look.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So when that comes into play, we try to introduce them to a non-combustible option, that whether it's a look of stone or it's a wood looking mantle that's made of concrete or plaster of Paris,
right?
Something that is gonna, you know, not overheat or burn their house down in the event the fireplace is left on for a long period of time.
And those products, they look as close to wood as you can get now, right? They're pretty good.
Well, there's one brand in particular, and it's called MagraHearth.com, and they make a product that is really so realistic. I've never had anyone come into my showroom and say, "Is that fake?" or "Is that something other than concrete or other than wood?" because they think it's wood when in fact it's concrete.
That's true.
How do they deal with the weight issue, though? Those things aren't solid, obviously.
Well, they're not. They're hollowed out in the back, and the installation entails there's a steel for the most part, it's a steel stud that gets mounted to the wall,
right?
And then the mantle slides over that, and then there's three or four screw holes in the top of the mantle that will screw into that steel stud.
It's a great idea.
I was on that website. I was dealing with a client who I sent down to you, actually, to look for their mantle option. I got on that website and I was blown away.
Really?
By what they had to offer. I mean, he's absolutely right. It's like, you'd be so surprised visually, because the idea of it sounds, how attractive is that?
Right.
But it's really attractive. And what's the name of that website again, Kurt? Because we're going to do a shout out on that.
Sure. It's Magra Hearth. MagraHearth.com. MagraHearth.com.
We'll get that up on our Facebook page, and also get it connected to you guys too.
This is a perfect time going into fall to talk about this.
Absolutely.
One thing I've seen, Kurt, with the customers coming in that I work with, helping design the veneer around it, I'm seeing contemporaries getting big in every phase of our business, and those long gas inserts now on a whole wall. It's not even really a fireplace unit. They're doing those long gas inserts on the entire wall. Is that something you're seeing too?
Well, yeah, we're seeing, I mean, those are gas fireplaces, not gas inserts, just to be clear.
Oh, right. Right. See?
One of our niches is we specialize in dealing with commercial contracts, especially in the city of Boston or Providence, or any college or university or hotel or restaurant. We've kind of carved out a nice little niche for ourselves where we sell and install and have fabricated custom fireplaces to any specification that they're looking for, whether it's a 12-foot long single-sided unit or 6-foot, wide, see-through fireplace or island style of fireplace. So we see that all the time. And I would say in our market, the Boston market, I would say probably 50 to 60% of our sales are on the contemporary side, transitional side. Although we still sell a lot of traditional style fireplaces, the contemporary, appeal is definitely out there, and it's very active and popular right now.
I have so many questions for you. I just want to take off.
Stay on that longer unit, though.
The longer unit. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. The 12 feet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
The thing about that, Kurt, do they throw off a good amount of heat, or are they more decorative?
Well, that's a good point, because most of them will produce heat because they have a high BTU. And with a lot of these fireplace manufacturers now, it's all about heat management. We can manage that heat by diverting it outside. We can move it into a different room. We could dump it the heat through a power vent system down to a basement.
Wow.
Into an unfinished space or finished space. Or if it's a commercial application like a hotel, restaurant, wedding venue, somewhere where they want to have a fire on in the middle of the summer or the spring, but they don't want the heat, mm-hmm. we can simply just dump the heat right outside, and you know, it just looks pretty and it doesn't throw out any
That's
heat.
That's great.
You know, because we were talking about the control of that heat, because I'm sure in the beginning when you first came into the market, you know, there were some brands and all that, but now to control that heat, like you're telling me that you can do a whole venting system into different areas, correct?
Well, we can. We have the vent itself for the fireplace, which is the exhaust and the air intake, which is, you know, has to be either power vented outside or whether it's through a sidewall or vertical through a roof. But the heat management aspect has nothing to do with the venting of the fireplace. There's usually ports on the top of the fireplace that allow us to attach a ductwork to, and that ductwork goes into a plenum and then gets dumped into another area or outside.
So then, Kurt, is it standard procedure to have like a remote control to do your temperatures as well as the size of your flame and all that?
We have most fireplaces come with a remote control, and a lot of them today have an app so you can set it up on your phone or your smart home technology. You know, you can put on your phone to turn your fireplace on before you come home from work, and you know, and it'll be on when you get home.
Right.
So there's those features that are pretty common with most manufacturers today.
Sure. And then outside of gas or propane, do you guys do inserts of like just wood burning inserts, correct?
We do. Wood burning pellet inserts are still, people still buy them. We still sell them. In our market, in the Boston market, we have more natural gas than propane. So we're pretty predominant when it comes to gas products, but I would say, you know, from a mix standpoint, we're probably 20% wood and pellet, 80% gas.
Wow. And each gas unit though, right, that has to have a gas or a propane unit, has to have a glass front, correct?
Well, if you're talking about a gas fireplace, for the most part, yes.
Okay.
Something that doesn't have a glass front and it's gas would typically be a ventless gas log.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Which is a whole other animal.
That's interesting, though, because there are so many options with people. And like you said, Kurt, I think if people don't do their research, they can make huge mistakes, especially if they go into dealers that aren't very honest and looking to upsell, because someone with a small room and they pick this major fireplace unit that throws off tons of heat, you end up having your fire on for about 10 minutes and you have to shut it off.
Right.
That's right. And with homes being built so tight today with not a lot of makeup air coming in and the heating systems being extremely efficient, the house is already at 70 degrees. So when you turn a gas fireplace on that's heater rated, if you want the nice flames, you really have to manage that heat. And having the information ahead of time, at least the consumer will know ahead of time, do we want to manage that heat or do we want to live with maybe the room getting to 80 degrees? So at least you give them the option.
Right.
So, Kurt, for the listeners here, can you explain the difference between a gas fireplace and a gas insert?
A gas insert is a product that would slide into your existing fireplace. So whether it's a pellet insert, a wood insert, a gas insert. Insert means you're inserting it into something else. And that's simply usually into an existing masonry fireplace. A gas fireplace is something that you would use for new construction, renovation, remodel, somewhere where you want to put a fireplace that you don't have a fireplace.
Got it. So do you find a lot of your business, is it split between inserts and fireplaces, or do you find it more just about gas fireplaces?
Our insert sales are, we probably sell more of our 80% of our inserts from September to Christmas. And then,
which makes a lot of sense.
Well, it does, because people, it's getting cold. People want to, you know, the first cold night, they want to have a fire and they want to get warm. So they go out and buy a gas insert. But gas fireplaces, we sell all year round because, you know, people are building, remodeling all the time. So that's really our bread and butter year round staple is the gas fireplace.
So other than the extra long fireplaces that you're seeing become popular, are they starting to make higher and wider fireboxes? Is that something, you know how we have the Count Rumford fireplace that Derek's dad built in our showroom? Is there anything like that coming out with that kind of size?
You can have any, I mean, you can have any gas fireplace or a gas fireplace made to any specification that you want. We're currently doing a project in Somerville right now with an 8 foot high, four sided glass, 6 feet wide by 2 feet deep. It's almost like a fish tank, but it's so it has, you know, over 160 square feet of glass, all four sides. And it'll be the showpiece of a lobby as you walk into this high end.
Right, we want to see pictures of that, Kurt. I mean, really, I want to see some before.
I bet the builder's Italian. I'm just throwing it out there. I put my money on the builder's Italian on that one.
All right, listen, what I want to do, I want to tap a little bit into the fire pits outside on that. Not that the show's about fire pits, but you mentioned it earlier. So let's talk a little bit about those options that you guys have to offer.
Well, again, gas fire pits are real popular, outdoor living products, fireplaces and all that. But when it comes to fire pits, you know, it's something that really just kind of evolved in the last 5 or 10 years in popularity. And we see a lot of, you know, landscape contractors putting them in, plumbers putting them in. But again, sometimes customers will come to us and they've already got the fire pit built, yet they didn't do any research and they just wanted to buy the component, but they didn't put the fresh air makeup air in the bottom of the fire pit. They didn't run electrical to it. They didn't trench out for a gas line.
Right.
So, you know, again, do your research ahead of time. Know what you're going to buy. Know how to build it. And that way you can do it once and do it right.
Right.
So,
I have to say we were purists until we worked with you on a fire pit we did overlooking the ocean years ago with a customer of ours. And I have to tell you, after having that gas fire pit, it's I encourage in designs, whether it's a small home or a larger design, to do gas. Because the wood sounds great, but someone's always moving their Adirondack chair or their chair around the fireplace, I mean, fire pit because of the smoke.
But you know, there's those true, as you know, Kurt, there's those true people that love to burn wood.
Yeah, of course.
They just love to burn wood.
Compared to gas, you'll use it a lot
for
more.
For the convenience.
But you'll use it a lot more because everyone does these fire pits, and you could probably see this, Kurt, in your designs, is they do it and they think they're always going to use it in their outdoor rooms. But you have a cookout at 5 o'clock. You're not gonna light a fire. It's always for the stragglers. Right. And if you have gas, the husband and wife will use it more often just on park.
Have you seen that, Kurt? Do you see people going more towards gas and you like rehabbing some old fire pits and getting in there?
Oh yeah, we can rehab an old fire pit generally. You know, to retrofit it to a gas product. That's sometimes what happens, but the gas products, you are more susceptible to use it more often.
Right.
You know, earlier in the night, you know, longer into the night, you don't have to worry about smoke and ashes and fumes. And a lot of towns, quite frankly, have banned outdoor fires, especially in towns that, you know, have had catastrophic losses.
Yep.
I mean, there's towns like Scituate. I mean, they have you can't burn outdoor fires anymore. Wow. Fire pit. So, but no, gas is definitely popular, whether it's propane or natural gas. And you know, we don't see that slowing down.
Well,
whatsoever.
You know, when we were working in Vegas with the show, they wouldn't let you burn.
No.
It was always these little Sterno kind of
alcohol
gels that you had like a little fire going to create some type of, you know, ambiance, whatever you want to say. But here's a question for you, Kurt. What do you have at your house?
I have a round outdoor fire pit that's about 60 inch diameter, and it's got some river rock in there, and it's a bluestone coping with stone veneer around it.
Hey, how's the bluestone coping do with that? Does it
No, it's fine because I've got it built properly where it's a few inches away from the actual burner pan.
Good. Right. Smart.
Probably 8 inches away from the burner element itself.
That's smart. That's very smart. And the kids must love it, right? Because you have five now?
Four kids.
Four. Okay. Have you stopped breeding? Have you stopped breeding?
Yes.
Okay, you're done.
Absolutely.
That's good, Kurt. There's an upcoming show we talk about that, so you could probably relate to what the next show. My wife hasn't talked to me for months, but I think it's a pretty interesting show.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, well, listen, Kurt, why don't you give everybody your website address and let them know.
Okay, so my name's Kurt Ludlow, and we own AugustWestFireplace.com, and we are located in Pembroke and Hingham, Massachusetts. We're a full-service chimney company, fireplace company, ready to handle any fireplace or outdoor living product need.
You know, Kurt, I get the feeling we need to have you back because he has a lot of information.
Because the products are always changing, we touched a little on the outside, but I'm sure there's so many more outside fireplaces and things like that. So we definitely will have him back.
Hey, Kurt, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to
you
soon.
Thank you, Kurt.
All right, take care.
You know, the one thing I love
about
him, he's great
because he's done it for a long time.
And he's second generation.
Right.
And by the way, folks, second generation, third generation, fourth generation. I mean, look at Rocco. At Rocco, who's engraving. Third generation, grandfather, father, stone engravers. Now here he is doing
that. We should do a show on the trades.
Well, we are doing it. We did a show on what? Yeah. We're going to do a show on the trades.
Okay. Good. We're going to do it. Did not pick that up at all, did he? Did you? But, you know, for you folks out there that are doing a new edition or you're in the beginning
revamping something old, because listen to what he said.
Right.
Inserts can go in.
Right. But do your research, because you can. You can make a lot of mistakes with this. And the one thing we didn't touch on is cost.
Well,
not cheap.
No, it's not.
Not
but,
cheap. Why? I should have asked that question.
Well, we can do that when he comes back.
But they're not cheap.
Isn't it true? You and I rarely talk about cost.
Well, because we assume that when you start talking about gas fireplaces, people understand it's not something you're going to get at a deal.
No. I mean, there are options.
There are options, but no matter what you do, it's an investment.
Right.
And in today's design, though, for new homes or existing homes, it's almost a necessity.
I think so. But one of the best things I love about it is the flexibility they have to putting something new into an old chimney.
Right.
Because you know, chimneys have changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they started their business sweeping chimneys. All chimneys need to be swept. But you know, like, you can even see how many flues we sell, how many chimney brick we sell, all that. Because when a lot of people are doing new construction, they're not doing the way they used to, true masonry chimneys.
Right.
They're doing the insulated piping that goes with the gas fireplace and all that. It's much simpler, and they can wood it out and have it all by codes and all that. So but when you spend a lot of money on a chimney fireplace that you put in, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
And then all of a sudden your wife says, or you say, I don't want to burn wood anymore. I just want to get some heat, connect it to the gas. They have the inserts that go in there. And that's huge.
I still have my wood one because it works with my older house.
I
could see myself converting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because your wife doesn't like the smell of the wood.
No.
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 Another thing she doesn't like about you.
The smell of me. We should have our wives as guests.
Yeah, that's going to be a quick show.
Yeah, that would not go well.
That's going to be a quick
show. That would not go well. You know,
is my wife thinks you're funny and your wife likes me.
Exactly.
It's funny. I don't get it. It's really
weird.
Because
they don't have to live with us.
Yeah, that's true. It's easy.
That's the thing.
Women.
We should touch on a little on fireplace design.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the fireplaces and the inserts. Because of thin veneer, real stone that's cut to 1 inch.
Yes.
You can veneer any fireplace.
Well, your options are endless.
Endless.
And we'll talk
endless.
More about that.
We'll have
show,
a
absolutely.
Whole show on that. But, you know, once again, like I tell everyone in outdoor design or indoors design, look up. So you do your research on the firebox, the
look
fire
up.
Insert.
I like
look
that.
Up.
Look
well,
up.
Look up because you have to think about the whole picture. How many people come into you? How many people come into you at the...
Tony's looking up right now,
right,
just to let you know.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. How many people come into the quarries and they have a certain stone in mind to surround their gas fireplace with? And they didn't look up and didn't think about, and the contractor doesn't know a lot about masonry, and they want a round stone because they live in an old farmhouse or something like that, and the legs, the size
of
the firebox
size of the legs.
Are like 8 inches or
They're
12
terrible.
Inches.
Yeah.
So the legs,
skinny.
For
skinny,
those of
skinny.
You who don't understand the lingo, the legs are the sides of your firebox, of your gas fireplace.
Yes.
And the top is called the header.
Right.
So if you choose a round stone that you want to do for the sides, you have like 8, 9, even 12 inches,
It's not going to look right. It's going to be like stacked stones.
Stacked, exactly.
Yeah,
and if your installer starts cutting round stone, You totally take the character. Yeah, we've so seen that's that. What I mean when I look up.
Yeah.
Think about the whole design, the type of stone you choose.
No, it's a good point.
We're going to have a show detailed on this, but look up
that's
with
a
the
good
whole
point.
Thing.
I mean, and look, folks, if you have any questions for us regarding fireplaces, inserts, gas, propane, wood burners, just get us at contactus@deanandderrick.com. You know, the other thing, too, about design, though, you had mentioned about elevating the fire. You're right.
Yes.
But when you walk into a room where it's wide open or they have a, I like that flush hearth. You know, when you have that flush hearth and in the right application, I think that fire on the floor is perfect. But it's about how you...
What about the size of the fire box, though, or the, you know, the fireplace insert? That's the thing. Unless you're not going to have a lot of furniture in front of it.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're not going to have a lot of furniture in front of it.
Do you like the design where you have like a 3x3 firebox and it's a cathedral 8 to 14 feet high?
No, that's too... No.
I've seen those.
No, I know.
I've seen those, and it looks...
And they don't do a mantle, and they...
Yeah.
And it's just... It's all bottom heavy.
It just doesn't
work. I mean, top heavy.
Right. Now, there are things you could do. You could raise the firebox, keep the veneer stone under it like 18 inches, and then do a flush hearth.
Right, totally.
That's a cool modern look,
you can do a flush hearth. You can do a mantle, and above that, don't do stone or brick. You just do a painting or a mirror or whatever.
Are we going to do a show on that?
Yeah.
Like, what would you title that show?
The Dean Show.
I think every show's titled the
Dean,
Dean
Show.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course you do.
But no, honestly, that is
But
a
I
whole...
mean, with two comfortable chairs in front of a low fire, that's awesome.
Yeah. Just don't put a coffee table there.
No, why would you put a coffee table there?
Because most everybody puts a coffee table
there. Why would you? I don't put a coffee table in
front of
my fireplace.
In front of your couch and stuff?
I don't have a couch in front of my fireplace.
Then you're not normal because most people have fireplaces.
I'm
there
not normal.
There's something
wrong with
you.
Something wrong
I
with
wonder
me.
Why your wife likes me better than you. She wants a freaking couch by
you don't,
the fireplace.
You don't have a couch in front of your fireplace.
Well, because it's in my kitchen.
Yeah. So?
Is your fireplace in your kitchen?
No, but it's in
Then you should have a couch. Where is it?
it has two chairs.
What room is it in? Good.
So that's all I got.
Okay, so if I ever get kicked out of my house, I can't sleep over your house because you don't have a couch.
That's why I don't have a couch.
Okay.
That's why I don't have a couch.
I totally got it.
No, but I do think, though, that a lot... Here's the other thing, too, about the fireplaces that I wanted to say. When we were growing up, a lot of people would do a stone hearth and a stone mantle. And then stonework. And to me, when that...
Too much.
When I was younger, I remember thinking too much.
Right.
Too heavy. Too
what do
heavy.
I always say, Derek?
Look up.
I say look up.
Yes.
And what else do I say?
I'm dumb.
No.
You know.
No. I say wood, metal, and stone.
Oh.
You follow that rule.
True.
Whether it's a fireplace, whether it's your kitchen,
true.
Whether it's your outdoor room, whether it's your house, whatever.
Wood mantles are totally in. Wood mantles
right.
are the way to go. And it does the you worst.
Really, those concrete ones really look good.
They look really good. Go to that website. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be very surprised.
Really?
Yes. Very surprised. Grain, everything. It's just the colors, options are unbelievable. Because, like he said, a lot of people like to have a lower mantle. And don't push that, folks. Don't push that with a piece of distressed wood, dried out wood. You know, you want to make sure that you have something that's non-combustible in a high BTU.
So, once again, with that mantle
fireplace.
Thing.
Yes.
Sorry, I jumped you.
Well, by the way, in the BTU is the heat that it pushes
yes.
out. Each one is very different. So if you're looking at getting an insert or you're looking at getting a gas fireplace or an insert, make sure that you check out how many BTUs throw out of that baby.
Yeah. The thing about, once again, looking up, so you go to that website, you find a perfect mantle that you love.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not like the wooden ones where they can cut any size. So I'm
no.
sure they have specific
no,
sizes.
No, they have specific
so
sizes, yes.
My philosophy of looking up, if you're stopping the stonework at the mantle, then your contractor has to build your box, your box
based
that contain,
on
based
that,
on
right.
the length of that
sure,
mantle, so
right.
you have an overhang on the sides.
Right. Well, see,
right?
this is one of our things, is we don't like to have a mantle go all the way to corner on a fireplace.
Unless it ends there.
Right, unless it ends there.
If
but
it
we're
ends
talking
there.
About stone above the mantle.
So if you're going cathedral,
if you're going cathedral
no.
or if you're even just going 8 feet up. It doesn't have to be cathedral, but it's...
Explain why.
Well, here's one of the folks. Here's one of the things, folks, and we'll get a visual.
I think we're giving all our tips away for another show.
Well, why are we here?
I don't know.
Doubling.
Why
so,
are we here?
To give our tips away.
If someone can drop an email and tell me why I'm here, I'd appreciate that. Go ahead.
That's going to be from a psychologist who is ready to turn the channel on you right now. He's like, I do this all day long. Why am I listening to this? I like the short one. But if you have a mantle that goes from corner to corner, what it's done is it segments your fireplace.
Makes bottom, it like a display at the course.
The bottom is cut off from the top. What we like to see is at least 6 to 8, maybe even 10 inches of stone on either side of that mantle. So the stone is on the wrapping. Legs and the underneath the mantle, wraps around that mantle, and then goes above it to right. the ceiling.
But if you're ending at the mantle, then you want that go mantle. Opposite, yes. have it overhang.
Yes, absolutely.
So that is the thing with those precast mantles. I'm sure they don't have 100 different sizes and lengths. You're not going to get 7 foot. And
they have a lot of options. There's no question they have a lot of options, but it is pre-made. So yes, you have to base your decisions around that if that's the way you're going to go.
Right.
And by the way, please do not put a railroad tie timber as a mantle.
Do you even have to say that?
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, some people do that. They think it looks good. It doesn't.
And they get the old ones with the creosote. And they're like, why does the house smell like diesel? Honey, have you been driving a truck?
No, it's true. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Reclaim stuff is great. Reclaim yes. stuff. But now, you know, Kurt brought up a good point. Those suckers throw off a lot of heat. And just that amount of heat can torture mantle. So you have to be careful with that.
Yeah,
and
no, you do.
And I don't think a lot, and it's nothing against contractors, because contractors, we are contractors. Contractors have to know so much about everything. Yes. Insulation, plumbing, electrical, flooring, blah, blah, blah.
And why? Why is that?
Because they're your one stop.
Because it's constantly changing because of right. failures and people losing their right. lives. So really, that's what it's about. Right. Houses have burnt down.
Right.
People have made the wrong choices.
Carbon monoxide, yeah, all that stuff. So they have to know everything.
Yes.
But sometimes you can only know so much. So my experience is a lot of them aren't up on the changing market, like you talked about,
right.
of gas inserts
right.
or gas fireplaces. Right. So I would make sure, once again, I put it on the homeowner.
To educate themselves,
yes,
like Kurt says.
Yes, but, and you're doing the contractor a favor.
Okay, but that's the thing that you and I take pride in at the quarries, you know, at PQ, and also he takes pride in at August West, is that educate your staff so they know the right questions to ask somebody. Because I'm sure, folks, when you walk into a showroom, we've talked about this before, when you're doing a project like this, you can feel overwhelmed.
Right.
And you don't know the right questions to ask. And then when you find that salesperson or someone who's knowledgeable that just gets you to calm down and relax.
That's exactly why we're here.
You
answered it.
I agree.
I didn't know why I was here 5 minutes ago.
Now I know why we're here.
We're here for that.
Your Marianne Williamson purpose. That's why you know you're here.
Exactly.
No, but it's true. It's true. It's because we don't want, and we said this in the first episode, actually, way back, is we don't want you to make the same mistakes that we've seen other people make. Because you're going to blow money, your budget's going to be gone, it's going to be a frustrating experience, and you're not going to get what you want.
Right.
And then, on top of that, it could be dangerous.
Now, for example, if you're thinking of leaving your wife after 25 years with the secretary and getting your vasectomy reversed.
What are you talking about?
That's a huge mistake. I've seen it over and over with customers. How many people have we worked with? Remember that guy? They all have the same look in their face.
Yes.
Remember that guy? We worked for
this
guy.
Don't say his name. Don't do that.
I won't. But we were doing a patio in his backyard. And his wife was wonderful to us.
Second wife.
Got the vasectomy reversed, 2 young kids, and he's a little old to be having 2 young kids. And there was a moment we were doing his back patio.
And nobody was around. Down,
and he sat down, and all you heard is,
he looks at you
and
like.
And I'm looking at him, he's like, just staring at me like, you
he's
know
like,
when someone's
why
begging
did I
you,
do this? Ex- but, why did
but
I
he
do
didn't
this?
Say that yet. He was begging me to ask, hey, what's going on? You know what? It's that like silent, uncomfortable sort of, hey, blank, what's going on? I can't believe I did this.
So that is
my advice.
Well,
don't.
Fire the secretary.
Fire the secretary.
But to me, that's the reaction you get when you put the wrong type of mantle over your insert. You don't want that sigh. You don't want to be sitting in a chair in your front yard as your house burnt down, holding the chihuahua, as your wife is smacking you on the side of the head, going, ah. Right? No, you don't want to do that. Okay, listen, if you have any questions for us, reach out. You know where to get us, deanandderek.com. And listen, fireplaces are a big investment. They're beautiful. They bring a great quality of life to your
ambiance,
house.
Ambiance.
All right. Listen, we'll see you next time. And this is Dean and Derek at Under Your Roof and In Your Backyard.